Today, I'm going to give you some super secret steps that cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars to learn. Now, when you hear these steps, they might sound a little crazy, but they are exactly what we do. And they are exactly how we have scaled our company from one broke guy in his underpants to a team of more than 70 people making millions of dollars. And the best part is, these steps, they don't just work for us. They work for every company, no matter how new or how small. So if you want my high-value, super-secret steps to building a team and scaling your business by working smarter instead of harder, stick around. So the big question is this. How can we take our passion for helping people with their credit and turn it into a successful business without taking loans, without spending a fortune, by bootstrapping it from nothing? So we can help the most people and still become highly profitable. That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Daniel Rosen, and welcome to Credit Repair Business Secrets. When I first started trying to develop credit repair software, I eventually launched a $20 CD called Credit Aid. Now, I know that the word launched makes it sound like I had a team of marketing experts and sales guys and customer support agents, but really it was just me, totally broke, living on top ramen, sitting in my sad little room with my computer, pretending that I was all the different people on my team because I was too poor to actually afford to hire help. So I was Phil on sales, I was Tammy on support, and I even had little pictures on my site of all these people that I was pretending to be. Since I had never run a company before, I didn't know the first thing about hiring and scaling a team. The problem was, because I had to wear every single hat in the business, I was worn out all the time. I couldn't do anything or go anywhere because something was always either broken or on fire, and the stress was overwhelming. And I began resenting everything that I'd worked so hard to build. It was terrible. See, in a business, there are two types of work. There is the tactical work, which really is the grunt work of the business. It's all those tasks that you have to do every day. Paperwork, importing reports, sending off letters, that's all tactical. And then there's strategic, which is looking into the future, planning, being the face of the company, you know, building partnerships. This is all very strategic. And this is what really grows the company. Okay, but if you're just getting started, you're probably so overwhelmed that you never have any time to get to the strategic parts. Am I right? And if you're just starting out, you're probably feeling the same way I did. You're wearing a whole bunch of different hats, and you're stuck in the tactical, day-to-day stuff, which is eating up all of your time, and it isn't producing as many leads or generating as much income as you'd like. Am I right so far? It's really, really exhausting. And it's a frustrating place to be because it always feels like you're drowning and you can never get ahead. Does this sound familiar? So here's why this is important. Without letting go of some of what you're doing each day, you cannot scale your business from where you are now to making $1 million because instead of networking, building relationships with affiliates, and marketing, you're doing all the lower level stuff just to keep things afloat. Things like answering emails and calls and scheduling and doing credit audits and sales and customer service, plus any of the other tactical things that eat up your time. I know you're doing everything yourself to save money. That's how we all start. But when you look at the big picture, this is actually costing you a ton of money. Have you ever seen an incredible painting or heard an amazing singer and thought, how are they able to do that? I couldn't do that to save my life. Well, the same thing is true in business and on a team. Other people have different superpowers than you do. Other people are often better at these things than you are. You need someone who loves project management or loves customer support or loves sales. You need other people on your team that want to do all the things you hate and that take you too long to do. Okay? That's how you grow way beyond what you can accomplish alone. Okay? It takes teamwork to make the dream work. We're all about changing lives. But the fact is, that's not just the lives of our customers. Okay? When we build a team, we have the opportunity to change the lives of our team members. And they, in turn, will change the lives of their families and their communities. And because of all the work they do, you're going to be able to serve more customers and change more lives. So, it's time. Are you ready for my super secret steps that cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars to figure out? Okay, then here's what you need to know. Number one, do a time study. Okay, do this first. The way you do a time study is every 15 minutes for 2 weeks, you're going to write down exactly what you did during those 15 minutes. It doesn't matter what it is. Okay, just be honest about it and write it down. Okay, then label it with a category of what those 15 minutes were. Okay, those categories would be one of the following. You'd put a big S for strategic. Okay, if you were doing strategic work, this would include planning, building relationships, making company decisions. You know, the major things that really move your business forward. You put a T for tactical, meaning anything that is the grunt work of your business. You put a big F for family time. Now, this is a really good indicator if you are out of balance somewhere. If you go days without family time on your time study, that's something you can and should work on. And then you put SC for self-care. As entrepreneurs, self-care tends to be the very last thing we do because we work to put our business, our customers, our family, everyone else before ourselves. But that's actually backwards, okay? And if you don't take care of yourself, who's going to take care of everything when you can't? Remember, when you board a plane, one of the first things the flight attendant says is, if the oxygen masks drop from the overhead compartment, you must put yours on first before assisting anyone else. Now, why is that? Because if you don't take care of you, you won't be able to help anyone else. So if you find you don't have any self-care happening in your life or not much of it, this is something you really need to work on, okay? Self-care can be working out, going for a walk, getting a haircut, going to the doctor, you know, taking care of yourself. And you need to take care of yourself because the most important person in the business is you. Now, once you've completed your two-week time study, you're going to have a very clear idea of what you do all day. Okay, and don't cheat on this. You gotta really, really do it. It's gonna be hard, but it's gonna be 2 weeks well spent, okay? When you have this time study and it's accurate and it's in front of you, you are gonna be really surprised by it. And also, just remember, it's all the tactical things that you want to give to other people to do so that you can become the captain who is steering the ship instead of being down below rowing. Next, you start to write SOPs. What's an SOP? Well, if you ever in the military, you know what these are. These are standard operating procedures about how to do each one of those tactical tasks from start to finish. So you need to write down all the steps of what you actually do, okay? And then all these SOPs, they start to create a Bible for your business and how it runs. That way it's not all in your head, okay? That way you can transfer those duties to other people. At Credit Repair Cloud, we have over 100 SOPs, and we store all of them in Google Docs so that people on our team can pull them up and follow them as they work. Okay, and that makes it really, really easy for them because what they have to do is right there in front of them. Okay, next, you want to write a document that explains each position that you hope to fill, and you want to list in detail all the duties for that person and what experience you want them to have. Now, this document, it's meant to change and grow as your team member and your business, they also change and grow. So don't get too hung up on it, okay? It's just a starting point. But it's important to do this before you start to hire so that you can make sure you've got a good fit during the interview process. Now, over here, we even go so far as to have potential employees take a personality test called a DISC test so that we can learn more about them. Now, there are paid versions of DISC, and you can also find the free DISC test at tonyrobbins.com/DISC. That's D-I-S-C. Now, just be sure you tell the potential team members to answer the questions of the DISC test as if they were already in their ideal work environment doing their ideal job. If you don't tell them that, they might answer based on their home personality or based on bad past job experiences, and that is going to mess up your results. Next, you want to hire people that fit the roles outlined in the SOPs that you created. Eventually, other people should be doing all of the tactical, and you should only be left with the things that are really strategic and really move the company forward, plus family time and self-care. Next, you want to put as much focus as possible on giving amazing customer service. Okay? I know that sounds simple and basic, but that's what will grow your business faster than any automation or gimmick. Just be awesome every day for every customer and always, always over-deliver value, okay? That's what you want to concentrate on. Next, you want to have a morning meeting with everyone on your team, okay? Every single working day, you want to have this meeting. We call ours the morning huddle. And on this meeting, you want to share numbers, including goals and revenue. You want to share critical issues and company updates. Now, this is all about transparency within all areas of the company. And it's one of the most important aspects of building a team and scaling a business. Now, business owners, they get really scared about transparency with the team, and they get worried that their employees will steal their business. And that makes business owners act all paranoid and weird. So if you're feeling that way, just with me bringing this up, I want you to know this is all wasted energy to worry about these things, and it's wasted energy to run a paranoid business. Paranoid business owners, they never grow far, and they're miserable all the time. So if you are worried about that nonsense, knock it off, okay? You want to think big, not small. Transparency with your team, that's the biggest secret I can tell you. A lot of business owners really freak out over this one. But here's the truth. Your team, they already know how many clients you have. And they can already guess your revenue because they can do the math. So Instead, make them part of the process of celebrating wins every day, and you're going to be surprised at how much more fun your business will be. And you'll be surprised how much harder your team will work for your success, and how much faster your business will grow if you make your team a part of this. Okay, this really works. This is one reason I'm going to tell you inner truth here about our company. Okay, this really is the real stuff that grows a business. Okay, this is also the one reason we recently added profit share for every single one of our team members. Okay, we are in this together, and when this is done well, your team, more than you, are going to drive your success and revenue. Next, you want to create a company mission. Also, create an employee manual, which is like a rule book with policies so that you can create a great workplace. Okay? We have, over here, we have rules like the no gossip policy, no discrimination policy, and more policies, lots and lots of policies, so that we can create the culture that we really want, okay? And the culture that everyone wants to come and work at, okay? Be sure to get these in place as early as possible, because culture is everything. Also, delegate responsibility. Empower your team. Don't micromanage them. Trust them. Let them make mistakes. Let them have ideas. And move people up. Okay? Advance them in their career. Delegate leadership and start to build leaders. This will make your company amazing. And it's why your employees will become a tight team and why they will stick with you through thick and thin. And that's it. This may sound overwhelming, but just know that it's not a race. You can take your time and do a little bit every day. Start with the time study, okay, to understand what's eating your time and where you need support. And you're going to be surprised at how it starts to come together and really pay off fast. This is how you turn your side hustle into a business. And it's also how you turn your business into an empire. My mentor and friend, Alex Sharfin, is the champion and pioneer in this space. And I owe a lot of our company's success and our ability to have grown and continued growing month after month after month to his processes. Now, if you're not familiar with Alex Sharfin and his methods, I encourage you to look him up on YouTube, okay? Or listen to his podcast. It's called The Momentum Podcast. Or grab one of his free books or one of his free resources. His name is Alex Sharfin. That's Sharfin with a C, okay? And all of his stuff, it's time and money well spent for yourself and for your business. And if you're feeling overwhelmed and stuck in the day-to-day grind of your business, and you want to know how to build a solid foundation so your credit repair business can become profitable and successful without killing you in the process, then I want to invite you to join our upcoming Credit Hero Challenge. We've actually got another one that's starting in just a few days, so grab your spot today at creditherochallenge.com. And if you're finding value in the things that I'm sharing on this podcast, click below to subscribe. And if you're feeling kind, rate me and give me a review, because this is a new podcast and I can use all the help I can get. And I will see you on the next episode. So until then, keep changing lives. Hey everybody, it's Daniel again, and really quick, I'd like to invite you to join what I believe is the best thing we have ever created inside the Credit Repair Cloud community. And it is a challenge that we call the Credit Hero Challenge. If you're just planning out your business or you're just getting it started and you dream of having a successful business of your own so you can quit your 9-to-5 and fire your boss and have financial freedom, or so you can add another revenue stream to your existing business, if that's your dream, you need to get into this challenge. We created this challenge to help you to create and launch your very own credit repair business, to build a proper foundation for a really successful business. This challenge is going to help you to understand the strategy, the tactics, and all the things you need to be successful at credit repair. It really is the greatest thing we have ever built, and it will change your life. So I recommend you do it right now. Stop everything, pause this audio, go online, and go to CreditHeroChallenge.com. That's CreditHeroChallenge.com, and join the next challenge. And there's a challenge that's starting in just a few days, so go get started right now at CreditHeroChallenge.com.